Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friend. This year should be a special for Marim Rashi Yichyu. Nishmas Marash Hester Basar Shmor, Eschayim Sinom Asad Chanam Asar Meir Zev. Asus Bufu Eschayu Chavet Fegabas Chod Vizbasia, Tinok Ben Esther Michal. Us Victor Bas Tila Rovida, Chay Chanam Asar Nadel. And it's based in Torah Seed from Moiv Rabbi, Akana Gadro Chaimir Horowitz Shlita. Baba Kamad Afnin Vavam Beis, it says that a Shomer Aveda has a din of a Shomer Sachar. He has a din of a paid Shomer. Why does he have a din of a Shomer Sachar? According to Rabbi Yosef, because he doesn't have to give, he gets Hana, but he doesn't have to give bread to an Ani because he's busy watching the Aveda. So he saves money, so that makes him a shomer sachar. Frekler Ritva and Shavuos, Lefim Dalet Amud Alef Dior Maschel D'Itmar. Kvar Mefurish B'Nedarim, the time of the Rav Yosef Mishum D'Mifcha L'Mitan Pruta L'Ani. V'im Toimer Im Kain, so he brings the Gemara that he's pater from giving Pruta to an Ani, he doesn't have to give. I quote the Gemara Baba Kamen and Vavam Beis. It also says in Darim Lam Gimlam Beis, he's putter from giving a pruta to an ani. So Shemachinam also, he has to shake out this Aveda to take care of it, to preserve it, and it's in a good state, so he has to shake it out. Miftar Lamitin Pruta Lani, when he's doing that, he's putter from giving the pruta to the ani. Vim Ken Rav Yosef, Yadino Shemachar, Shemachar. So if so, according to Yosef, he should have a din shomer sachar. The question is, why does a shomer chinam should have a din of a shomer sachar, because he also is going to be pater from giving the Ani a Pruta when he's busy taking care of the Aveda. As Imkacha, the Rabbi Yosef, Yadino Kashem Mesachar. Tishtak Evadin Shem Mesachar. So the Ritva asks this also in Bab Mitzia and Daf Pei Beis Amud Aleph. Gives various answers. Before we get to the answers, it's important to know that it's true that the Ritva said in his Kasha that Hashem is Chinam is Pater when he's menara chevetz hamufkad, but he doesn't mean that he's only doing a mitzvah when he does, when he spreads it out, when he shakes it out, when he actively takes care of the item. Even the guf kabbalah shmir is a mitzvah, because he's doing a chesed with his friend when he's shomer pikadon, and in the kabbalah chrayus. Tamid Rabbeinu Yona, yod alef amud beis midav ve'arif, that the tanchumei avelim is Isaac the mitzvah is because Tanchumi Avelim is Gemilus Chesed. Gemilus Chesed is a mitzvah in Antaira. So here also, being Makabel, Shmiro, and an item is also a mitzvah. And the fact that he asked about Shas Shticho V'Nir Davka, it's because if he's not Isaac B'Chefetz HaMufkad, it's not considered Isaac B'Mitzvah unless he's Isaac L'Nara. But that doesn't mean that the Etzem Kabbalah Shmir is not a mitzvah. Pnei Yoshua and Baba Kamen and Vav and Beis writes that the Shomer Chinam is in a Shomer Sachar because he's chayv l'shtoich l'nara pikadon. He has to spread it out. He has to shake it out. This pikadon. So he says, "Hainu mishum detchilas hashmir lo balo aydei mitzvah," because the tchilas hashmir wasn't through a mitzvah. Shekin a Shomer Aveda. What does he mean? The tchilas hashmir wasn't aydei mitzvah. Avada was aydei mitzvah. Being mekabel shmira on an item is a mitzvah. So, Sirichim and Dibrei Apnei Yoshua in Shavuos and Daf Mem Dalet Amud Aleph, the Ritva is mitaritz v'shloimel the shiny shomer, the chi menayr lo lav the mitzvah hu, ela midin shmirasu yishikibel olav beferush, v'lo chashiv oisik b'mitzvah. lefoitroi mipruta de ani. The Shema is different because when he shakes it out, it's not a mitzvah, but rather it's midin shmirah, so that he was makabel upon himself explicitly, and he's not considered an osek b'mitzvah to pater him from giving the pruta to the ani. Says Teretz, he's not pater for giving the pruta to the ani because it's not considered a mitzvah. So we learn from the Ritva shnei chidushim. Number one, it's true that every kabbalah shmirah is a mitzvah. Nevertheless, after he's makabel shmirah, and he has to do so because of Kabbalah Shemir, he's not considered Isaac B'mitzvah. Number two, we learn that even in a case where he's Menayel, where he shakes it out, and his Kavanah is La Mitzvah, nevertheless, since even without the Mitzvah he would have to do this, he's not considered Isaac B'mitzvah, and he's not Pater Min HaMitzvah. Because we can't say that what the Ritva means is that B'emes he's not doing a Mitzvah. It's not true. It's mistaber that since that he was masking to be makabel shmir and take care of the aved, he was miskaving the mitzvah. Kam b'shas haneir kavanaso lemitzvah. V'shuv im kein yadin shim adam kasher u'kshmaner adam mitkaven lasot mitzvah v'nachas ruach lekom yaseh shem yisachar. So even when his kavanah is lemitzvah, nevertheless, since even without the mitzvah he would have to do it, it's not considered Oisek b'mitzvah, and he's not pater min ha-mitzvah, because we can't say what the Ritva means is he's not doing it because of the mitzvah. It's not true. It's mistabe that since when he was masking to be makabel shemir and metabel the aved, he was miskaving the mitzvah. He's also miskaving the mitzvah. B'sha'as ha-niur. So if that's the case, so he wants to do a mitzvah, so he should be pater al shem yisachar. So the Ritva says no. Even though he's trying to do a mitzvah, nevertheless, it's not considered a sacred mitzvah to pater him from pruta dani from kabbal shmira. And now mikoyach kabbalas hashmir, even without the mitzvah aspect, he has to give the pruta to the ani, and memela is pater, and memela he's not considered a shomer sachar. So those are the two chiddushim that come out of the word. It's very difficult to understand the first chiddush, that it's true that every kabbalas shmir is a mitzvah. Nevertheless, after he's makabel shmir and he has to do this because of the kabbalah shmir, it's not considered osek b'mitzvah. It's hard to understand because according to this, the din should be that somebody who made a neder to do a mitzvah, he doesn't become pater min ha-mitzvah kishayisa ha-mitzvah shenader aleh. Mi shenadar la'asot mitzvah lo miftar min ha-mitzvah kishayisa ha-mitzvah shenader aleh. If somebody makes a neder to do a mitzvah, he's not pater min ha-mitzvah from another mitzvah when he does the mitzvah he made a neder to do. Because since even without the mitzvah, he would have to do it because of the neder, he's not considered osek b'mitzvah. So that's not true. Somebody who's noted to do a mitzvah, and he does this mitzvah, he would be pater from another mitzvah when he's doing the mitzvah he's noted to do, even though he'd be chayav to do what he said he was going to do without the mitzvah, just in order to fulfill his neder. But nevertheless, lamaisa, he's doing a mitzvah, so it's a mitzvah. Here also, lamaisa, when he's menayer, when he's shoteach, the aveda, he's doing a mitzvah, so that should make him pater from the pruta of Rav Yosef. Not only that, but even a shomer aveda, after he's magbia the aveda, he's mischayev gam mishum gidrei shomer. He's mischayev al shomer the shomer aveda, even after he was magbia the aveda. According to the Ktzois in Reish Tzari Aleph Sifkat Dalid, Shehamotzei tzarich lahagbia hachefetz kidei laasot kinyan shmira, that if somebody finds an object, he has to do hagbah in order to make a kinyan shmira, because the Torah was mechayvin to be makabel shmira, and he doesn't become a shomer me'atzmo below kinyan. There's a famous discussion between Rabbeinu Chaim Alevi and the Rav Sameach, parenthetically, if there's a din of Baal of Imoy b'shomer aveda. that a person is pater, something happens to the object, if baal of ima, we say that, find that normally by a shomer, but is that applied to a shomer aveda? If the owner is working for him at that time, he's pater if something happens to the object. In any event, so the Ketzoy says that he's chayiv makabel shmira, and if that's the case, gam b'shomer aveda, have no ma'am, shenachon shetchilato mitzvah. You're right, a shomer aveda. It starts out being a mitzvah. Nevertheless, there's a chayiv shmira that is makabel upon himself. So why is he patur them from the pruta of Rav Yosef? So what are you going to say? That since the guf kabbalah shmira is a mitzvah, it's all considered a mitzvah. So why don't we say the same thing by Shomer Chinam? That the Guf HaShmira is a mitzvah kiyumis. He's also doing a mitzvah. So since he's doing a mitzvah, this Shomer Chinam, so why don't we pater him from the Pruta de Rav Yosef? Why is only a Shomer Sachar pater from the Pruta de Rav Yosef? A Shomer Chinam should also be pater from the Pruta de Rav Yosef, because he's doing a mitzvah. The Guf Kabbalah Sashmira was a mitzvah, and Avaiter, when he takes care of the object, that's also a mitzvah. So if that's a mitzvah, then why again is he pater from the Pruta de Rav Yosef? He's also a mitzvah. It should be pater from Pruta de Rav Yosef. And as far as the latter chiddush, it comes out from the Ritva, shegamim kavanato mitzvah, that even if his kavanah is for a mitzvah, since even without the mitzvah, he's chayiv, he's not considered an osik b'mitzvah. We have to understand the svara itself. Sof is kavanas for a mitzvah, and he's mekayim a mitzvah. So why isn't he considered an osek b'mitzvah? So maybe you could be told this in what the Achronim discuss: a person who is nenas lasos mitzvah, shegam lule haones hayosekhen miratzon. Say a person was honest to do a maisa, and if not for the ones, he would have done it miratzon. Is he considered ones or ratzon? We discussed this in the past a lot. I know a lot, but we've discussed it. So this person also, he's anos lasos kain, because he was mekabel shmira. But lulei zos, he would do the mitzvah anyway. So is this considered a mitzvah? That he has to do it, but he would do it anyway, even if it were he wasn't, he didn't have to. So is this considered a mitzvah? According to the haflak, subis gimelam beis, you know, karatzon. So in that case, in our instance, it would be Isaac b'mitzvah. But according to the Nesivis, in the Beis Yankiv, in Ksuvis Beis Amid Beis, onus for ratzon is considered onus. If so, v'nidon didan, it's not considered Isaac b'mitzvah. So maybe we can be miyashiv based on what the Tashbis writes. In the Sefer Magen Avos, Perak Beis de Avos, Mishnah Beis, why Isaac b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah? Lefisha oved es adona ben mutela selav avoda acheres besu oved osa v'niach osa avoda af pishikala reitzilzol ba'avoda shibiyado v'mishlim avlo ushkiach la'avoda acheres har hishlim ratzon aviv karoi. That if a person is oved es adonav, he doesn't have to do anything else when he's oved, when he's serving his master. And if he leaves that avoda, so he's mezalzel in the avoda. So we learn that the reason of osek b'mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah, is because it's a zilzul for the first mitzvah when you abandon it to be osek in a different mitzvah. So now, according to this, we can say that that's all, where the first mitzvah is only a mitzvah. Where the first mitzvah is also at kabbalah shmira, if he leaves it to do a different mitzvah, it's not a bizayon le-mitzvah. Because that he's osek now in this mitzvah, it's not only because of the mitzvah, because of the chiyuv shmira. And it's not so clear that he's being mezalzel when he leaves it to be osek in another mitzvah, because you could say that the person watching will say no, he's only doing it out of Kabbalah shmira. That's why he's doing it. So therefore, since he's only doing out of Kabbalah shmira, there's no din here of osek b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah. Because osek mitzvah patur mitzvah is only when it's a bizayon, it's a zilzul to the mitzvah. But here it's no zilzul to the other mitzvah, because he has to do it out of Kabbalah shmira. Therefore, there'd be no din of osek b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah. And that's why he wouldn't be patur from Pruta de Rav Yosef. So that's the first... That's the first teretz of the litva. That the shomer is different because when he shakes it, he's not doing a mitzvah. He's doing it within the shmirah that he was mekabel, and he's not considered oisek b'mitzvah to pater him from the pruta of the ani. And we analyzed it, we broke it down, telling us two chedushim, we asked on both chedushim. That the first chedush is that it's true that the whole etzem shmirah is a mitzvah, but after he's mekabel upon himself the shmirah, and he has to do this because of the Kabbalah shmirah, it's not oisek b'mitzvah anymore. And so we say, what about the case of a neder? A person takes a neder to do a mitzvah. Are you going to say that he doesn't have a din of oisek b'mitzvah when he does the mitzvah because he has to do it anyway because of the neder? Not only that, a shomer aveda himself is a chayav after he's makbili aveda mitzvah gidri shomer. And he does have a din of oisek b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah. So then we asked on the second chiddush that came out of the Ritva, that even if his kavan is lemitzvah, doesn't matter that his kavan is lemitzvah, since lulei the mitzvah, he would have to do it. It's not considered osek b'mitzvah. We want to understand why not. He has kavan lemitzvah. So